Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Siobhan Madigan, thank you very much indeed for that. Listener says, I think the man hogging the cafe is missing the point. He has no idea the difficulty that cafe businesses are experiencing and the idea that a pot of tea will go a long way. There's no comparison to working in public spaces such as airports or libraries like locations and the clogging up of a cafe table on one pot of tea when people are in the business of selling food and need to have substantial purchases in turn over customers to make ends meet. Now, in fairness to Shane, I know for a fact that he, as he said, he pays his way when he's in the cafe, but it's the more general conversation or practice that we were talking about, really. But I take your point generally, I do say, 51551 for that or anything else on the programme. Now, the Chief Constable of the PSNI, John Boucher, has ruled out the prospect of any future prosecutions relating to the 1974 Dublin-Monaghan bombings. Earlier today, you might have heard the President, Michael D. Higgins, told a wreath-laying event to mark the 50th anniversary of the atrocity how it was unacceptable that nobody has been held accountable for the massacre. Our reporter Barry Lenehan was at the event. He's on Talbot Street now and he's with me. What can you tell us about today, Barry?
And Cormac, it is around at this exact moment, 50 years ago, May 17th, 1974, that three no-warning car bombs had just exploded here in the centre of Dublin. Devastation around Talbot Street. I'm standing here where the bomb actually detonated on Talbot Street at this time, 50 years ago, where around between 14 and 16 family members have gathered just to mark the exact moment. Around an hour and a half later, after Dublin, another bomb in Monaghan, 34 people died in all, 300 injured. Among those to die, an entire family wiped out, the O'Brien family. Today they came to remember those they lost and to reaffirm their commitment to truth and justice. Scores came to the bottom of Talbot Street, including the President, Michael D. Higgins, the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, families from across Ireland, from as far as America, Australia, New Zealand, and from the village of Casalatico in Italy. Italian man Antonio Maglocchio among the dead in the bomb 50 years ago around now. His son returned to Ireland for the first time in five decades among those laying wreaths here at the memorial in Talbot Street.
I'm Antonio Maglocchio's son. I'm here for the memory of my father. It's the first time I came this occasion from Italy. I don't remember my father. Very emotional, yes, very emotional.
Do you think there will be justice for those who lost their lives here? It's obviously a long time coming.
It's a very long time. Hope is the last to die, but I don't think we'll have all the justice that we should have for this.
It is not only a matter of the most profound regret. It is unacceptable in terms of justice that no one group or institution has been made accountable for these atrocities. The manifest failure of both the British and the Irish governments to initiate suitable responses in the aftermath of the attacks has left a legacy that cannot be left unaddressed. I share with the relatives gathered or represented here their feeling of being abandoned and failed by the system, or their being denied justice for the loss of loved ones.
My name is Liz Royce and my sister Aileen Royce are both sisters who lost our sister Siobhan Royce, killed in Talbot Street. She was 19. It's incredible that 50 years later we're still here, not quite any further than we had expected. 50 years is a long time to wait. These people, including my sister, our sister, who lost her life 50 years ago, was so important. And 50 years later, she is as important as she was then. And we're no closer to an end, if there is an end.
I'm Catherine Ellis.
And I'm Sandra O'Brien, Johnny's sister.
And Annette's my sister. And we're here for the 50th anniversary. And we hope to get answers by the end of this year, at least. Because it's not fair. Our mothers died without answers. And I want to know before I die.
Anna and Johnny were walking down here with Jacqueline, 17 months, and Anne-Marie, 5 months. So yeah. It's... Very sad 50 years.
Yes, very sad. And it's too long and too late. They should have got answers years ago. They have the answers, actually. They even know where they made the bombs. Like, what's all this, really? When they know, it's just taken all these years. Our mothers are gone, our fathers are gone, before the truth even came out.
How upsetting is that for you?
Very upset. I'm 59. I was 9 years old when it happened. Catherine was six.
Patrick Askin, County Monaghan. Josie Bradley, County Offaly.
Joe Neils, he passed away, his wife, shop in Talbot Street. We didn't find him until the early Saturday morning. He was taken to Jervis Street. With them having a northern accent, they thought he was one of the bombers. So we didn't see him on Saturday. So he had surgery. His face was burned and his hands. He must have been very near the flame. We got no help whatsoever. It was forgotten about very quickly. Passed away in 2020. He got Alzheimer's. They said that he had very bad Alzheimer's due to the trauma.
I'm Kevin O'Loughlin. My mother, Christina, was killed in the South Leinster Street bombing in 1974. Looks like there are more avenues opening. There have been a lot of false dawns over the years, but hopefully this time we will get a lot more information out, maybe at the end of this year or beginning of next year.
So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all.
Some voices from that poignant event today. What happens next in the fight for justice that the families are still undergoing, Barry, and taking?
A new review offers hope. This is Operation Denton, which the head of it, Ian Livingston, says he's had more access to files than anyone else ever has pertaining to the bombs, and confirming that collusion was at play. Now, that Operation Denton had been headed up by John Boucher, the current chief constable of the PSNI, and the family, some of whom over my shoulder here, are taking a civil case in the Belfast High Court against the British government. The PSNI had blocked the release of documents as part of that case up until now, but John Boucher now confirming that an opposition is being dropped.
But with regards to any civil action, where there's any liability for the PSNI or any other security force, there should be no resistance to any of the claims from families. Obviously, what we're waiting for now is Sir Ian Livingston to provide his report. I obviously have been involved in the work up until October of last year. I've got a very clear view of what happened. And I think it's time that we stood up and accepted where there is blame, that blame. And the report will outline where that falls. You know, hopefully that'll be out before the end of this year.
Are prosecutions reasonable, or the prospect of prosecutions reasonable out of the Operation Denton process?
I think, let's be completely realistic, prosecutions are just not going to happen now. I don't want anybody to think there's going to be any prosecutions from the work that we've done. But what we will be able to do is provide answers to families. And we won't be able to provide all the answers. 50 years on, a number of people who are involved in this, a number of people we'd like to have spoken to, are no longer alive. You know, it's important that we all accept some reality around how challenging it is all these years later to bring any sort of criminal prosecution. But we need to answer the questions that families have been asking for so many years. They deserve that.
There are at least four alleged suspects still alive, as per those named in the Barron report from 2003. And Colin Wallace, the former British intelligence officer whom you dealt with, he said it would be a disgrace if there weren't any prosecutions arising out of that. So what would you say to that?
Well, listen, I have nothing to say negatively about Mr. Wallace, but I disagree with that. There's one thing I do know about, and that's gathering evidence for criminal convictions, and that is entirely unrealistic. This isn't about prosecutions. Denton was never about prosecutions. Denton was never intended to get evidence to prosecute people. The starting base was to find out what had happened, get all the information that exists in one place, which has never happened. Various organisations who held information for years and years have not released it. My job, when I was leading Operation Denton, was to prise the fingers off those organisations of that information, and that's what we've done.
John Boucher there. Now, a key part of this whole story is the release of key British intelligence documents, President Michael D. Higgins reaffirming that those should be released as a matter of urgency. What might they reveal? Perhaps how high up the chain of command the collusion involved in the bombings went. But family solicitor Kevin Winters, he also wants access for Irish papers, papers held by the Irish government as well. The government's saying no issues about this, but we did hear Bertie Ahern earlier this week, the former Taoiseach, saying he doubted whether files pertaining to the Dublin Monaghan bombings ever existed at all in government buildings. So perhaps a bit to run on that. For others, thoughts turn as to why they were forgotten about for so many years, for so many decades. The president at the event today, but the original events for families of the Dublin Monaghan bombings were watched by the special branch of Garda Síochána, for instance. Feelings that families were forgotten about for far too long. The Garda investigation wound down, remember, within weeks. A Fine Gael government in 1974, a Fine Gael Taoiseach now in Simon Harris, and for Angela O'Neill, who lost her father Edward in the bombings, that carries particular resonance.
I think it's really time that the Irish state stand up and acknowledge the hurt and pain that their inaction has caused in the last 50 years.
You think a state apology perhaps is what's needed?
It is absolutely needed. They need to acknowledge their role in the hurt and the pain that has been caused and attributed because of it.
And for you as well, obviously it's a Fine Gael Taoiseach, it was a Fine Gael government in 1974, so that would carry extra poignancy, would it?
Yes, it absolutely does, and we do believe that Liam Cosgrave would have been the man, would have shut it all down. I had already written to Simon Harris a number of weeks ago. For myself, I believe that this burden now rests on his shoulder because he is the 12th Taoiseach since 1974. He is now a Fine Gael government, and it's his predecessor who was responsible for basically taking no action. So I hope Simon does the right thing. I do feel that we have hope. I'm hopeful. I think this could possibly be the year.
Barry, an event is taking place in Monaghan or about to shortly. Is that right as well?
That's it, Jess. And Simon Harris declining to comment this afternoon pertaining to the Dublin Monaghan bombings. But yes, you're right, Cormac, the president to attend a wreath-laying ceremony in Monaghan now, in Church Square in Monaghan town, the fourth car bomb going off there at 1857, this day 50 years ago.
Barry Lenehan on Talbot Street then. Thank you very much indeed for that this evening.